weather usually figures prominently in Wisconsin's annual Homeland Security report. And this year, Governor Walker says the state had to endure a number of natural disasters.
We had, about 38 tornadoes this year. We had a deadly heat wave. We had several severe storms, particularly in northern Wisconsin.
In July, powerful windstorms toppled trees across 130,000 acres in Ashland, Bayfield, Burnett, Douglas, Polk, and Washburn counties. And with winter here, the state's trying to avoid travel hazards. Increased reliance on a travel reporting system known as 511 prompted the Department of Transportation to add servers to its website this year to increase capacity needed during peak winter months. Probably the most prominent event requiring officials' attention this year was the massive Capitol demonstrations that started in February when Governor Walker announced his budget repair bill. Governor Walker says he's confident the state will overcome differences that prompted the protests.
Certainly we're going to talk less about the past, and instead we're going to talk more about the future, talk about our plan and our positive outlook for the future of the state. I think that's what people want in this state.
Wisconsin doesn't know how much federal money it will get for Homeland Security in 2012, but state officials are expecting it to be less. In 2011, Wisconsin got $5.8 million. That's about half what it received the year before. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.